So, I'm not trying to, I'm just trying to cast a vision here. I'm hoping that you guys can get I could get up here and beat you guys, browbeat you and say, well, you ought to start praying with people. You want to see people healed, you need to start praying. You should pray for people. You ought to pray for people. Lay down the law. But why do people, why don't we pray for people? One, probably because we're a little afraid. What if they don't get healed? What if they think I'm a nut, Christian fanatic or something? You ever thought that? I would pray for that person. Like, there was an ambulance pulled up next door to me yesterday to take the lady to the hospital. And I'm a horrible example, but, I was thinking to myself, should I pray? And I was thinking, but they got the paramedics in there. I don't want to get in their way. Blah, 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 blah. Talk myself out of it. I should have gone and prayed with that woman. So why don't we do it? We're afraid of rejection. We're afraid the prayers might not work. And I could browbeat you guys and say, you ought to be praying for people every time you get an opportunity. But, you got to be careful every time you use the word should. Because that tends to take on the dynamic of the law. Oh, I should, I ought to be. And that's not what's going to make things happen. Things are going to happen. God is going to use you mightily when your heart is transformed and you passionately desire to see folks saved. When you are so filled with the vision of what can be, that what might be will not stop you. Ruth, yes. Praise God. Hallelujah. I wonder who that was. We've got three candidates, a very pretty pregnant girl. Praise God. Thank you, Ruth. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. I want to encourage you guys. Lay hold of that. Lay hold of that. Yeah, who knows? Maybe they won't get healed. Oh, well, that'll just bring me one person closer to the next one who will get healed. Man, I want to see it happen. I don't want anything to stand in my way. What could happen if we will just lay a hold of the vision for what God can do? I've been healed by people's prayers before. Many of us have experienced healing by God's prayers before. And I am so deeply grateful that somebody cared to pray for me because I was in excruciating pain when they did. And suddenly that pain vanished like a fog. So, man, let's lay a hold of it. Let's just get a vision and lay a hold of this thing. Amen? Let's look at another city. You guys have been very patient. I'll kind of try to speed up here a little bit. Joppa. Joppa. Joppa was not a pagan town like the other one. This was a Jewish town. It was a seaport town. A lot of history in Joppa. A lot of things happened there. Jonah, when he was running from God as hard as he could, he went down to a seaport and got on board a ship. Guess where it was? Joppa. Yes. Jonah and Joppa. And there was a woman there, the Bible says, who was a disciple, a follower of Christ. Her name was Tabitha. And it says she was full of good works and charitable deeds. She just enjoyed doing stuff for people. She was just the kind of woman you couldn't help but fall in love with because she was always doing stuff for you. Just went out of her way. Hey, I was thinking about you the other day. I made you a tunic. What do you think? Praise God, You'd be out there planting the garden. She'd be like, hey, John, how's it going? Hey, I was just thinking about you. I brought you some lentil soup, or whatever. She just was a wonderful woman, just loved to do stuff for folks, especially for widows. She apparently made a lot of clothing for the widows. And Scripture says that during those days that Peter was over in Lydda, that she got sick and she died. And pretty much that's all we know. We don't know what she had, was it cancer or, heart trouble or whatever it was. But she got sick and she died. And apparently, maybe because she was so well loved by so many people, when some of the disciples realized that Peter was in the area, and Peter was, maybe they even heard about this guy, Aeneas or whatever, they decided to send two men over to Lydda, which is about 3 hours away, to go fetch Peter and bring him back as quickly as possible. And so they sent these guys 3 hours away. That's like driving from here to Lancaster, Pennsylvania, only they walked 3 hours. You know what that is? That's faith. That's faith. You don't walk if you don't. You don't go walking 3 hours through the desert if you don't have faith. That's two men that believe that God could possibly do something about their precious sister who was lying there dead. Faith starts in the heart, but it's expressed through our actions. They believed, so that's why they went. And so they brought Peter, and they brought him in a hurry. And it says, when he got there to the upper room, which was probably a meeting room where they would have like prayer meetings and Bible studies, Torah studies, whatever, there was a bunch of widows there. And these were women who were well acquainted with death. They were widows. They had men who died and did not raise from the dead. They had been through that process of grief and mourning. And they were there and they were weeping and crying, and they wanted to show Peter all the clothes that Tabitha had made and talk about all her wonderful works and what a good woman she was. And Peter puts them out, kicks them out of the room. Why in the world did he do that? How rude of Peter. You know? I mean, they're sitting here, oh, she was a wonderful woman, look at the clothes and all this, and Peter puts them out the room. What in the world did he kick them out of the room for? If you look at the commentators, a lot of them, you know, they kind of vary in their opinions. They say, you know, some are like, well, you know, maybe it was because of their unbelief. They were widows. Maybe they didn't believe he could raise her, and they wanted to make sure there was women of faith, so he just put them out. Others said, well, you know, Peter learned that from Jesus, because Jesus, when he healed Jairus' daughter, there were people there mocking, and he put him out of the room, and, you know, Peter's just following his master's example. And others had some other opinions. And, you know, frankly, do you want to know why I think Peter did it? My own deep theological reason. I think Peter did it because Peter was from Mars and these women were from Venus. You think I'm kidding? I'm serious. I prayed about this, y'all. I was up there in my room, in my office, praying about this. Lord, why did he really kick him out? And you know, it just I just really am convinced it was because Peter was from Mars, these women were from Venus. Now think about it, okay? Women tend to be relational. Men tend to be action people. We just want to get her done. You know, get in there, raise the girl, be out, and hit the road. Just want to get her done. But women are relational. They want to talk about it. Praise God. John.
In order for Peter to be alone with her for a minute, he had to get rid of
yeah, her. I'm not even... but they want... he said it. That was the other John. They wanted to talk about it. They wanted to share their feelings. They wanted to cry a little bit on each other's shoulders and reminisce. And wasn't she wonderful? And don't you remember when her and Susie and me were down under the tree? And, you know, she said this and Susie laughed, that weird laugh that she has. And then Bobby came over and we were just talking. And you know, and Peter, look at these. Yeah, look at them. I'm in trouble. Peter, look at these beautiful clothes. I mean, really, I mean, think about this. Isn't this wonderful? Look at this robe she made. It has a nice Egyptian weave to it. You know, it's subtle and it's subdued, so it's great for business. You know, it's gathered here right below the bust, so it accentuates the waistline. It takes the accent off of the hips. So it gives you that nice hourglass, you know. Now that robe, Peter, that robe that Susie has over there, you know, that's a little more urban chic. Okay, it's brighter in color. It goes well with a tunic. You could probably go out at night with that, you know, to a Torah study or with the ladies. And you know, and Peter, I mean, those sandals, I mean, shut up, man. I mean, that just wraps the whole thing up in a knot. Isn't it wonderful? And I'm sure Peter was just up there like, you know, Peter wanted to get her done. You know, I mean, I can just imagine he's there like, ladies, please, can you take this downstairs? I mean, you know, hey, I just dropped everything at a moment's notice. I just hiked across the desert 3 hours as fast as I can. My shins are on fire. My feet are hurting. I'm tired, and we are running out of time. I'm sure he thought, you know, ladies, please, the last guy I healed had been paralyzed 8 years. I don't think she's going to keep that long. Things are going to get nasty really fast unless we get moving here. So if you don't mind, just take it downstairs, you know. Probably quoted Elvis, you know, a little less conversation, a little more action. Thank you. Somebody knew what I was talking about. Where's Luke? Oh, well. Where's Elvis when you need him? Yeah.